We are now just 1 week away from the start of 2015 training camp, and time to get to the story that, frankly, everyone's going to be looking at the day, the moment these players step on the field, this Broncos offensive line and what it's going to look like, what it's going to shape into as the team prepares for week one to play the Baltimore Ravens. Hi, everyone. It's Countdown to Camp with Andrew Mason, Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. The offseason, thank goodness, has come to a close, and we can all look forward to some football and some real football, some big boy football that we're all going to pay attention to in the first few days of camp, of course, talking about the offensive line. Phil, I'm going to start with you. What we saw firsthand, and I think what you see is a lot of young guys getting to know not just each other, but a new scheme. But you got a guy like Gino Gronkowski, who does have some experience, knows this a little bit. We'll get to that in a second, how that can help. But start with the young guys and kind of how they got quite a lot of reps this offseason program with the veterans heading into the weight room halfway through practice.
Yeah, well, one thing I was going to say is the offensive line is so important because there's going to be a lot of new starters along the line, only Luis Vasquez coming back there. And in this offense, this line is protecting Peyton Manning and also setting up the run, which is huge. So the offensive line is going to play a big role. And one thing that we saw with the young guys getting in there, Tyson Brailo's going to be thrown to the wolves right away.
That's right.
And he's been learning things from DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller and going up against those guys every day in practice. And one thing that we've heard coaches say is that we like the flexibility and the versatility of a guy like Tyson Brailo or even Max Garcia, the other offensive line draft pick. They can just kind of put these guys in where they need to. And Sam Brailo, look, he thought he was coming in and he was going to be playing right tackle or seeing a little bit of time there. But as soon as Ryan Clady goes down, you just plug him in and he's there now and he's got to learn fast.
Yeah, Coach Kubiak said he better act like he's been playing the game for 4 years. Andrew, you watched Ty up close. What did he do that makes you feel confident that he's going to be as good as a rookie can be his first year in a new system? And also leaning on Lou and Gradkowski, you talk about blending a lot of parts for a very important role as field touchdown. That's it.
Well, he's under fire right away because he has to go up against DeMarcus Ware on a daily basis. And, you know, at times early, especially early when he moved over to left tackle, you could see he was really struggling and DeMarcus Ware was blowing past him whether he went inside or outside. What Sam Brailo did a better job of doing is understanding that when you're going up against a speed guy like Ware and, you know, like Justin Houston and some of the other guys that you're going to see on a week-to-week basis this year, understanding that, you know, you can use that guy's speed against him. You can guide him outside and wide and behind the quarterback, and then you're still giving Peyton Manning all the time he needs to throw, and you're keeping that edge rusher out of the picture. So he learned that. And then, of course, next to him, Ben Garland at left guard. You've got an entirely new left flank, and the two of them are learning to work in sync, and that's key in a zone blocking scheme. You know, everyone has to work well together. And one thing I saw more and more as minicamp and OTAs progressed was Garland and Sam Brailo working well together, getting outside, getting inside, really setting up C.J. Anderson, Monte Ball, and other running backs for some big games, because they were able to use their quickness and get outside. And you could see they were really on the same page. I think there's going to be some hiccups early because with young guys, that's always the case. But you're going to see these two grow together, and I think they could be a very promising left flank of the offensive line as they develop and could be pretty good by the second half of the season.
You still have Lou. Lou's an all-pro. Lou made some changes last year. He's kind of been through a couple shifts. He's been through some tough times along this line last year. Of course, we all remember the St. Louis game. You got him there. That helps. I think what you want to see, hopefully, as this team goes from the beginning of camp up until that Seattle preseason game, tells you they're going the right way come that first preseason game. I know they'll only get maybe a series or two tops. They're not going to make it out of the first quarter. What do you want to see?
Well, I think that something you've seen from Vasquez is that he said he's got to be that leader.
That's
and
right.
He's got to bring the unit along. And he can do that with the credentials that he's had in the NFL. And if you look at right tackle, you got a mix of guys, Chris Clark. They brought in Ryan Harris back. So a guy who knows the system. And there's going to be some competition there. And that's something we're going to see all across the line is that competition in camp. You know, even at center with Gino, you have a guy like Matt Paradis right behind him. So this unit, yeah, Kubiak said that it's intact for now heading into camp, but one thing that he does want to see is a lot of competition along that line.
We'll see exactly how far they've come once camp does get going. These guys do put pads on and they start going against what we've heard will be a very aggressive 3-4 defense led by Wade Phillips, and that's what camp is for, to see all this unfold as the Broncos get ready for Seattle. And like that, that's going to do it. Countdown to camp, thankfully, is over. No more stories, no more talking about it. Camp starts in less than a week. And, of course, as it gets going, the three of us and many others will be working hard to bring you coverage every single day on DenverBroncos.com. For the last time on this Countdown to Camp series, for Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris.